Today with Joseph Prince.
The heart of the Bible is Psalms, the heart of God. God says when you're filled with the Spirit, flow in the Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There's a psalm. Amen. It makes me lie down in green pastures. All of us can imagine ourselves as sheep, especially at night before you sleep. Loved, cared for. He restores my soul. It's beautiful, it's poetic, yes. But best of all, it's heavenly truths for our earthly cares. You haven't learned anything until you learn forgiveness of sins. You haven't learned anything until you have learned that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. Unless you understand forgiveness of sins, you cannot understand any other blessing. Psalms 103 says, bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins. What follows? Who heals all your diseases. Unless you know you're forgiven of all your sins, you cannot receive healing for all your diseases. You didn't have to hold a whole grudge because God forgave you of all your sins. You don't have to be their best friend, but you can forgive them and free yourself from that bondage of bitterness. Because at the end, when you're bitter, you're the only person that suffers. Free yourself. Forgive others. You can only do that by receiving forgiveness yourself.
Are you or someone you love in need of healing? Discover your practical guide to receiving God's health in this brand new power-packed teaching kit by Joseph Prince as our thank you for your gift of any amount to the ministry. With these two easy-to-read booklets and special 2-CD teaching series, you'll discover why the Holy Communion and Anointing Oil are God's ordained channels to break free from everything that's keeping you in defeat.
You know how you get grain, how you get bread, how you get wine, how you get oil? It's all crushed. It's like the olive oil. If it's not crushed, the oil will not flow. It's like bread. Unless it is crushed, then you will not have bread. It is like wine. Unless the wine is broken and stepped upon and crushed, then it cannot become wine. So Jesus came to be crushed, so that all that he is, health, life, wholeness, abundance, prosperity, grace, goodness, will all flow out into your lives.
Gain a deeper understanding of why the Holy Communion is your way out of every crisis when you request the Jesus Makes Me Well package, containing the Holy Communion Brings Life in Your Darkest Hour 2-DVD album. These faith-building resources are yours for a specific gift to the ministry. To order, call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit josephprince.org today.
One of the most frequently used word for wisdom, besides chokmah, is the word sakel. Say sakel. Say it again. Just the word akal is there. Sakel. S-A-K-L, okay? Sakel. Just keep that word in mind. Now, that word sakel is the word used for David. When David behaved himself wisely, is the word sakel. Amen. I'm going to show you how believing grace, believing that your sins are forgiven, is the greatest wisdom this side of heaven you can have. And it will lead to other things as well. Because in the Greek, sakel is phronesis, which is prudence. Putting two and two together, coming to a conclusion. Bosses are looking for guys, not just with degrees to their names, not with this qualification, that qualification, or even talent, but they are looking for people who can put two and two together. That's called phronesis, putting two and two. Phronesis. In the Septuagint, Greek version of the Old Testament, in the Hebrew, sakel. How many know Joshua 1:8? This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate. All right? God says, when you meditate on my word, you'll make your way prosperous, saliak, and then you will have good success. You know what's that in Hebrew? Sakel. The prudence, the wisdom that leads to success. Ask God for sakel. Are you listening, people? All right, another place where it's used is 1 Samuel 18, David behaved himself wisely, I told you just now, and the Lord was with him. The word wisely there is sakel. Another one, in 2 Kings, the Lord was with, this is Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, and he prospered sakel wherever he went. Do you see that? So this king, he prospered. And the word prospered there is sakal. Hezekiah prospered. You find that every time you have sakal, the Lord is with you, like David. Huh? One more example. David was preparing. He was sitting down one day. And then all this, said David, the Lord made me understand sakal in writing by his hand upon me, all the works of these plans. So David was sitting down when this was happening, sitting before the Lord, and the Lord made me understand sakal in writing. Do you know that David actually wrote out, and he's not even a draftsman or he's not even an architect, but he drafted out by God's hand on him. God made him sakal, understand how to design the greatest and the most expensive building ever built. I see this all the time. I see this in The Star. I see Jack, for example. I don't know if he minds me saying this or not. But he never finished O-levels. And the wisdom by which God used him, that sakal. Pastor Darren, who runs my international ministry, has no TV experience, has no TV experience at all. Amen. He majors in English Lit. Amen. He's an honor student. But no experience in television, no experience in negotiating about these kind of deals and all that. From day one, he asked God for wisdom. Go ask him. He will tell you. He desperately asked God for wisdom. And what he didn't have, God filled him up with. So the things that you can ask God for wisdom. What you don't have, you can have. Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses laid his hands on him. He didn't have something before Moses laid hands. Moses laid hands, he had it. Amen. You can be full of something that you never had before because God filled you up. Amen. But if you're not hungry for it, if you think you are full, no one can fill you up. Even when actually you're empty. Sakal. I'm going to close with this. There are different types of psalms, all right? If you open your Bible in the center, anywhere in the center, the heart of the Bible is psalms, the heart of God. A psalm is not so theologically, you know, like dry. It is a song. It is the flow. God says, when you're filled with the Spirit, flow in the psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. There's a psalm. Amen. It makes me lie down in green pastures. All of us can imagine ourselves as sheep, especially at night before you sleep. Loved, cared for. He restores my soul. It's beautiful. It's poetic. Yes. But best of all, it's heavenly truths for our earthly cares. Amen. But there are different types of psalms. There are songs of degrees, or your New King James is song of ascents. Some people, 15, by the way, 15 psalms, which means songs that cause you to rise from one level to another level. And there are 15 psalms called songs of degrees. And then there are 13 psalms called, listen, maskilim. Say maskilim. All right? Don't worry about spelling. In Hebrew, it is pronounced as maskilim. Now, maskilim, M. Remember I told you last time? M in front, the mem, the Hebrew letter, makes a verb, the noun. You know what is it? A noun of? Maskilim. What is kilim? M is what? Plural. All right? Elohim. Three in one. Amen? So, M is always what? Like, for example, death in Hebrew is singular, but life, they take a glass during their festive season, or even every Shabbat, every Saturday, every Friday night actually, the Jewish father would lift up his glass and say, L'chaim, chaim, chai, is life. With an M, it is life. I know it's bad English, but life is plural, death is singular. That's God's mentality. Life is abundant. Amen. So, mas, M, im is S. So, remove the M and both M, both are mem actually. You have sakal. 13 psalms, masculine psalms, that give you sakal. But time is up. Maybe next time we cover it. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
All right, we won't go to all 13, of course. Amen. But we'll go to at least the first one. Guess which is the first masculine? By the way, just to let you know that in the end times, the book of Daniel tells us that those with masculine, those with sekel, all right, plural, the noun for sekel is maskil. Plural is masculine. Okay, watch this. In Daniel 12, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Those who are wise, masculine. Those who have sekel. They will turn many to righteousness. By the way, this is not human righteousness. This is the righteousness of the gospel. The righteousness of God. Can I have a good amen? And God is telling us, and it's happening. There's a grace revolution. God is raising all over the world ministries, churches, men and women of God that are preaching the grace revolution. Amen. There's a whole generation, not just celebrities, people, but an army of ordinary people. Amen. With a gift of righteousness. With endowment from on high. That's preaching the gospel of grace. There was a time, grace was a soft voice, and the opposers were loud. But one by one, it's like the house of David grew stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul got weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. This is not my doing, people. This is what God is doing. This gospel did not originate with Joseph Prince. It originated with the Apostle Paul from the Lord Jesus. And all the people said, so many, those who are wise in the last days will shine. They'll be like the stars. They'll turn many to righteousness. And God says they'll be like stars forever and ever. You think that the celebrities today are the stars? God says, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'll make you the stars, not just for now, but forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. And who understand, drop down, same chapter. It says, go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white, refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the masculine, people who have sekel, will understand. Amen. There are 13 maskils of David in the Psalms. 13 that's designed to give you wisdom, instruction. Amen. The very first one is Psalms 32. Look at that. The title of Psalm of David, maskil. Maskil is from sekel. The plural, let's say all of you put together and all of you are sekel people, God will say maskilim. These are the maskilim. Sounds like masculine, right? It'll take both. All right. A Psalm of David, masculine. Blessed, blessed. It's exactly the quotation that Paul took from in terms of teaching about righteousness, describing righteousness. He was saying, David described. Where did David describe it? Here. This is the first of the 13 masculine. You haven't learned anything until you learn forgiveness of sins. You haven't learned anything until you have learned that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. That's what imparts sekel. That's what gives wisdom to understand. The Bible says in the end time, God says there's an army. That's why he used the word masculine, plural. An army of people who will understand the words that are sealed. Unless you understand forgiveness of sins, you cannot understand any other blessing. Psalms 103 says, bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins. What follows? Who heals all your diseases. Unless you know you're forgiven of all your sins, you cannot receive healing for all your diseases. Are you with me so far? Amen. I'll close with this portion in Luke 5. Luke 5, now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town. Now, this is amazing because in the context of this story, actually, what happened is that now some of your gospels are not chronological order, okay? But the chronology of it is that what happened was that Jesus healed a blind man. And because Jesus healed a blind mice. Okay. Anyway, Jesus healed this blind man, and in Old Testament times, no one has ever healed a blind man. I know you're thinking of Elisha, but Elisha was momentary because Elisha struck them blind, the army of Syria. He struck them blind for a while. Then later on, after a few hours, he lifted it. All right? But no one ever cured blindness. And the sign of the Messiah coming is that he will heal blindness. Okay, so what happened is Jesus healed the blind man, and now one is leprosy. Okay, leprosy. Now, again, we have Elisha, all right, with Naaman. But God never allowed Elisha to touch Naaman. It was the Lord Jesus that touched Naaman. Naaman had to go to the river away from Elisha so that it's clear that man cannot heal. Blindness and leprosy. Are you clear? So someone got healed. Leprosy and blindness. So all the doctors of the law, all the Pharisees, they were all gathered in Capernaum. All right? As he was teaching, there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. Why? To check this rabbi out, our Lord Jesus, this Lord of loveliness, this Prince of princeliness. They came to see him. Amen. They didn't even know they are looking at God, Jehovah in the flesh. Amen. Then, behold, oh, by the way, and the power of the Lord was present. What was he doing? He was teaching. As he was teaching, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Do you know that every time the gospel is being taught, the power of the Lord is present? But notice that no one got healed. It's like gunpowder is there, but it will not explode until there is a spark. Let's find that spark. So the power of the Lord was present to heal how many? By the way, just like you know, at the end of the story, only one person got healed. But the power of the Lord was present to heal how many? All of them. Even the sick Pharisees. I tell you, many of them got high blood pressure, for sure. Self-righteousness doesn't mean that if you have high blood pressure, you are self-righteous. Okay? All right? But I tell you, being high and mighty and being worried, people who are worried people are usually people who are self-occupied. All right, it can cause an effect on your blood pressure. Present to heal them. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. Many of you have been there in Capernaum. Now it's a Catholic church right on top, but it's built over the ruins of where this happened. Okay, so when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man who was sick, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." In this case, the guy didn't even have a chance to confess yet. "Your sins are forgiven you." Saw their faith and pronounced it. Amen. So in their presence, he says, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." They said, Who can forgive except God alone? They are right. Only God is God in the flesh. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said to them, "Why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven you or to say rise up and walk?" I used to have a problem with this because I look at all the commentaries and all that, and no commentary actually commented on this verse. And I was thinking, why did Jesus say which is easier? To say your sins are forgiven you or to say, rise up and walk? Which is easier? What do you think? Which is easier? To say your sins are forgiven you, isn't it? Because when I say your sins are forgiven you, even though it's forgiven, no one can see it's forgiven. It's unseen. But when you say to a man, a cripple in a wheelchair, rise up and walk, I think that's harder, isn't it? Because it's sin. Right? So what did Jesus mean when he said, which is easier? He asked them. But he pronounced forgiveness of sins, which is unseen, so that once the person receives forgiveness of sins, he will demonstrate what is unseen into the seen. And that's vital. It's so vital that we receive this message because it is crucial to our health. And the Bible says, next, Jesus, "But you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins." He said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, rise up, take up your bed, go to your house. Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, departed to his house, glorifying God. And the people were all amazed and glorified God and said, we have seen strange things today. And I'll close with this. A gentleman from US, I suffered from folliculitis. It means an inflammation of the hair follicles. I suffered from folliculitis for over 38 years since I was 15 years old. I saw over 100 doctors and every single one told me that I could not be cured. I did everything. I bought every kind of cream and medicine available and most of them made it worse. There were thousands of red dots all over my back, chest and arms. I could never take my shirt off in public and avoided going out because people would think that I had an infectious disease. They cringed when they saw my skin. The condition was itchy and it would worsen when I perspired. If it got cold and dry suddenly, the skin on my back would tear and bleed when I reached for something quickly. I lost track of the number of times someone told me that my back was bleeding through my shirt. It was horrible, but the real damage was emotional. Throughout my school days, I rejected pool or bridge parties invites. When I did go to the beach, I would visit a remote one at an unpopular time to avoid people. I've also been a Christian since 1982, but I stopped attending church in the last 5 years because every sermon seemed to say that I had to try harder. After 30 years of trying to work my way to heaven, I was exhausted. Then 2 years ago, I started listening to Pastor Prince's sermons on long morning walks. This went on for months and things began to change. I started to believe that God blesses those whom He loves. I started to believe God blesses those whom He loves and started to rest in what He has done for me and not what I was trying to do for Him. Today, my skin is miraculously healed. Since 15 years old, it is perfectly clear. And ladies, you're like this. And soft like a baby's bottom. Remember Job says that the skin, when God restored him, my skin has become fresher than a child's. Smooth like a baby's bottom. Even my wife is completely amazed. For the first time in 38 years, I can take off my shirt with others around when I play tennis. Pastor Prince shared that 2015 is the year of his restoration and I've seen restored. And I've been restored. My new skin is the least of the blessings. I no longer worry, but I just cast my cares on Him and receive His favor. Fear and oppression are far from me. Thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross for me. Give Him praise. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Church, I pray that you receive in your hearts. All your sins are forgiven. Amen. And you know something? You can forgive your husband's sins. You can forgive your wife's sins. Yes, you can forgive that guy's sins. You didn't have to have the whole grudge because God forgave you of all your sins. You don't have to be their best friend, but you can forgive them and free yourself from that bondage of bitterness. Because at the end, when you're bitter, you're the only person that suffers. Free yourself. Forgive others. You can only do that by receiving forgiveness yourself. And let's all say this, in the Lord, I have righteousness and strength. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Lord, make us all, Lord, your instruments of praise and worship. Make us all, Lord, beautiful psalms, a beautiful song, our life, Lord, testifying of your glory. Another maskil, giving instruction to all those around of the Lord our God.
Are you or someone you love in need of healing? Discover your practical guide to receiving God's health in this brand new power-packed teaching kit by Joseph Prince as our thank you for your gift of any amount to the ministry. With these two easy-to-read booklets and special 2-CD teaching series, you'll discover why the Holy Communion and anointing oil are God's ordained channels to break free from everything that's keeping you in defeat.
You know how you get grain, how you get bread, how you get wine, how you get oil? It's all crushed. It's like the olive oil. If it's not crushed, the oil will not flow. It's like bread. Unless it is crushed, then you will not have bread. It is like wine. Unless the wine is broken and stepped upon and crushed, then it cannot become wine. So Jesus came to be crushed, so that all that He is, health, life, wholeness, abundance, prosperity, grace, goodness, will all flow out into your lives.
Gain a deeper understanding of why the Holy Communion is your way out of every crisis when you request the Jesus Makes Me Well package. Containing the Holy Communion brings life in your darkest hour 2-DVD album. These faith-building resources are yours for a specific gift to the ministry. To order, call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit josephprince.org today.
Dear friends, if you've been blessed by seeing the beauty of our Lord Jesus and His love unveiled through our broadcast, would you like to join us in impacting more people with the message of His grace? We are living in the last days, and I feel a sense of urgency in my heart to reach even more people still living in darkness so that their lives can be transformed by the grace of God. So if you're watching this and are not yet a JPM partner, I want to invite you to be part of this important work. Will you pray about being a JPM partner today?
We are very grateful for all our JPM partners. You share with us in the great harvest of every life that has been healed, every marriage that is restored, and every person that has been set free from guilt and condemnation.
Thank you, JPM partners. Let's continue to be bold in advancing the gospel of grace. God bless you.
Thank you, Joseph Prince Ministries partners, for your prayers and generous support that help us broadcast the gospel into millions of homes around the world.
Today, we thank God the gospel of Jesus Christ has transformed everyone under the sound of it.
And that's the reason for the TV ministry.
Broadcast from the housetops to all the four corners of the earth. Amen.
We invite you to partner with us to send the gospel of grace to the nations. Call us toll-free at 877-769-5433 or visit us at josephprince.org/partner today.
Joseph Prince Ministries is a Section 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible for the amount that exceeds any fair market value of the materials you receive from us.